USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Harvey Weinstein is being found guilty in a split verdict. Criminal defense attorney Michael Bochner says the jury of 7 men and 5 women found him guilty of criminal sexual act in the first degree and rape in the third degree.
This is one of those cases in which if you don't hit a home run the whole way, at the end of the day, Mr. Weinstein's still looking at a very serious amount of jail time.
Weinstein was acquitted on the top charge of predatory sexual assault, which carries a life sentence. The guilty verdicts could land him up to 25 years in prison. The World Health Organization says the coronavirus outbreak that began in China is not a pandemic.
We are not witnessing the uncontained global spread of this virus, and we are not witnessing large-scale severe disease or death.
The group's general director talking to reporters. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Turning now to money news, it was a rough day on Wall Street as fears of the coronavirus have stocks down. The Dow lost 132 points to finish at 27,960. The S&P and NASDAQ also closed down. As Democrats continue to campaign in South Carolina, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is explaining his type of socialism. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Bernie Sanders coming off another victory, this time at the Nevada caucus over the weekend, and saying on 60 Minutes last night there is a distinction between his brand of, quote, socialism and what he calls President Trump's capitalistic socialism.
He got $800 million in tax breaks and subsidies to build luxury housing. That's called corporate socialism. What democratic socialism is about is saying, let's use the federal government to protect the interests of working families.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Census Bureau is facing significant risks ahead of the 2020 census. With more details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
The U.S. Census Bureau plans to try out a lot of new technology. It's the first of a once-in-a-decade census in which most people are being encouraged to answer questions via the Internet. Later in the process, census workers who knock on the doors of homes that have not responded will use smartphones and a new mobile app to relay those answers. A government watchdog agency, Census Bureau's Inspector General, and some lawmakers have grown concerned about whether the systems are ready for prime time. Most U.S. residents can start answering the questionnaire in March. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
David Ayers was sitting in the stands with his wife at the Carolina Hurricanes hockey game on Saturday night when the unthinkable happened. Now Ayers is the on-call emergency goaltender for the team, and actually both goalies went down who play in front of him, so Ayers was called into duty in the third period. Ayers ended up going in the game, and the team won the game. He joins Fox News and shares what he told the team heading into that third period.
Hold it down on the third. I said, if you guys got another goal here, I'll be ready to go in the third. I'll hold it down on the third period. And they came out and they played unreal in front of me, and we ended up getting the win.
Carolina won that game 6-3. Ayers gets to keep his jersey and was paid $500 for his services. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.